Good morning, everyone. So one of my favorite hymns is the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. And we sing that one occasionally, but it reminds us of the holiness of God. And if you were to do a Google search, I know because I did it this week, on the songs that mention God's holiness, you would find more than 2,000 hymns and praise and worship songs that talk about how God is holy. And to be holy means to be set apart. And God is set apart from us because God is perfect. And God is our creator and our redeemer. And God loves us so much that he created us. And he promises to always be with us. God is holy, and we worship God. Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus teaches us how to pray, and he starts with reminding us of how holy God is when he says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, reminds us how holy God is. And so when we pray, we first worship God because how holy God is. And then he says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He is praying that God's kingdom will come, and we can help God's kingdom come when we do what God wants us to do. God has a perfect will for each and every one of us. And if we talk to God, if we listen to God and do what God wants us to do, then we will actually be helping God's kingdom to come to earth. We will be helping the world look a bit more like the way that God wants it to look when we do what God wants us to do. You see, God is holy, and God knows what is best for us. And if we do what God wants us to do, it won't always be easy, but we will be helping our world look a bit more like God's kingdom. Isn't it wonderful to know that we can help God's kingdom come to earth by listening to God and doing what God wants us to do? Let's pray. Loving God, we are so grateful that even though you are set apart from us, that you promise to always be near us. Help us to listen to you and to follow you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.